Hello, this is Dr. Dalton.
I found a nice little article from Medscape.com that was published in April 3rd, 2020 by, it's a commentary actually, from Dr. Robert London, MD. He's a psychiatrist. It indicates here that Dr. London is a practicing psychiatrist and has been a newspaper columnist for 35 years, specializing in writing about short-term therapy, including cognitive behavioral therapy and guided imagery. He's also the author of Find Freedom Fast. The title of the commentary is COVID-19 Leading to Mental Illness Pandemic? And he indicates that he has definitely seen an increased amount of psychiatric kinds of issues, such as obsessive-compulsive disorder, and also indicating a bit more with regard to PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. And it also kind of gives a couple of points on how to deal with helping to diffuse or relax, and I'll indicate that. I'll pick up with the article a little bit later on. And it states the following. PTSD is defined clearly as a traumatic disorder with a real or perceived fracture with life. Isolation, which we are creating as a way to, quote, flatten the curve, unquote, or slow the spread of COVID-19. Although that strategy is our best personal and public health interest, is both painful and stressful. Frustration, flashbacks of past life experiences, plus flashbacks of being ill, are reported in people I've spoken with. Avoidance, even though it is planned, in this instance, is part of the PTSD complex. What can we as mental health professionals do to help alleviate this suffering? First of all, we must listen to the scientific experts and data, and tell people to do the same. Most experts say that COVID-19 is a mild or moderate illness for the vast majority of people. We also must encourage people to observe precautions outlined in the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, such as distancing people, hand washing, and avoiding those who are ill. Explain to people that currently there are no vaccines to prevent COVID-19. Treatment is mainly supportive, and some medication trials are being explored. However, we can empower people by helping them develop skills aimed at increasing the ability to relax and focus on more positive aspects of life to break the chain of the stress and tension of anxiety, as well as control the PTSD. For more than 40 years, I have helped people master relaxation techniques and guided imagery. When taught properly, people are able to use these techniques on their own. To begin with, I teach people how to relax using a simple three-point method, and he explains it in this type of these stages. Get comfortable in a nice chair and slowly count from one to three. At the count of one, do one thing. Roll your eyes up to the top of your head. At the count of two, do two things. Close your lids on your eyes and take a deep breath in. At three, exhale slowly, relax your eyes, and concentrate on restful feeling of floating. Do this for about 30 seconds to a minute. Count backwards from 3 to 2 to 1 and open your eyes. The person will notice how nice and restful they feel. After that exercise, get the person to move to the graduate level and go beyond just relaxation. In the following exercise, people can go into a relaxed state by imagining a moving screen. Tell the person to do two things. Look at the image movie screen and project on it pleasant scenes you wish this is on your screen. You'll feel yourself becoming more and more relaxed. The person can do this 1, 2, 3, or whatever times a day. This exercise can last 1 to 5 minutes. Second, Incorporate the 1-2-3 relaxation described earlier, allowing yourself to float into a restful state and to go to your movie screen. Now, on that screen, imagine a thick line down the center, and on the left side, project your worries and anxieties and fears. The idea is to see, but not experience them. Then shift to the right side of the screen, and again, visualize any pleasant scene you wish. Again, do this for 1 minute to 5 minutes, or whatever works. You will notice that the pleasant scene on the right will be overcome the anxiety scene on the left, in that pleasantness, in most instances, overcomes anxiety. For many, these techniques have proved very useful, whatever the problem is, anxiety or fear or both. In my experience, these techniques are good beginning for controlling PTSD and successfully treating it. We are in the midst of what could be the biggest public health crisis that America has faced since the 1918 pandemic, also known as the Spanish flu. The lockdowns, quarantines, and the myriad of other disruptions can lead to alienation. In fact, it would be strange for us not to experience strong emotions during these extreme conditions. Life will get better. In the meantime, let's encourage people to hope, pray, and to use relaxation techniques and guided imagery approaches to help control anxiety, worry, stress, and issues related to PTSD. These approaches can give our minds and bodies periods of relaxation and recovery, and ultimately can calm our minds. That's the end of the article. I've actually tried that a bit, and both of these types of approaches, and they have been successful and have noticed a calming effect. So I just try to give these a try and to see how they would work for you.